Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main headlines. The Taoiseach has been asked to address a shortage of SNAs at St Francis National School in Barnesmore. The new Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership met with the Justice Minister last Friday. A video shared by WJAG TV News shows the initial encounter between US police officers and Luigi Mangione inside a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. And Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty is strongly criticising the government over the cost of blister packs at pharmacies. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has all the latest sport at 5:15. The Taoiseach has been asked to address a shortage of SNAs at St Francis National School in Barnesmore. Deputy Charles Ward told the Dáil this afternoon that there is a need for more supports at the school, but it hasn't been forthcoming. Micheál Martin promised to raise the case with the NSSE, the National Council for Special Education. Deputy Ward said the situation is putting parents under severe pressure.
Four children with additional needs started to school in September, and despite this, no additional SNAs have been allocated. The current allocation is inadequate. These children have complex needs. The situation has become very distressing for the families. The strain is too much, Taoiseach, and you must do what you can to rectify this decision. Will you work with the department to ensure schools in Donegal that face shortages will be granted an increase in SNA allocation?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's been consistent increases in SNAs, special needs assistance, in our schools on an ongoing basis. So I think the largest increase in a long, long time is happening this year. So about 860 additional special education teachers, 1,717 new special needs assistants being recruited as a result of Budget 2026. And that will bring the total SNAs to 24,900 in the state. So it should be within the capacity of the Department of Education, National Council for Special Education, to work with individual schools. I don't have the specifics in each individual school. There's over 3,000 primary schools. I appreciate you raising one in your own locality. But again, I refer to the NCSE, but there's no shortage of increased allocation. And it's at a very, very high level now with, you know, close to 25,000 special needs assistants in the country. So surely...
Deputy Paul Gogarty.
The new Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership met with Justice Minister last Friday. The group has been established to replace the former Joint Policing Committee. At the meeting with Minister Jim O'Callaghan, the group raised a number of local issues, including the need for new Garda buildings, barracks opening times, and the need for a community policing programme. Chairperson Councillor Jerry McMonigal said they also discussed the need for an additional superintendent to be appointed to Letterkenny, and that the meeting was very forward-thinking. Councillor McMonigal added that crime prevention is also key.
Crime isn't just about, isn't just a law and order. Addressing crime isn't just a law and order issue. There's many aspects of civic life that can help and support the Gardaí in doing their work. And we intend to do that with the members we have around the table. We sit down, what skill sets is there, what opportunities are there for the Community Safety Partnership to develop, to help and assist in the Gardaí. We could run, you know, events, initiatives in different areas. We intend to go out and have discussions with the wider public, and our first option, our goal, is to get a community safety plan in place, and we'll be doing that over the next few months, and we'll be using all the resources we have around the table to help and assist in that, and in dialogue with the wider general public.
A video shared by WJAC TV News shows the initial encounter between US police officers and Luigi Mangione inside a McDonald's in Atlatuna in Pennsylvania. The body cam footage has been released 2 years after Mangione was arrested in connection with the murder of Brian Thompson. Mr. Thompson was the CEO of United Health Group in the United States, which is the parent company of the Letterkenny-based Optum. He was known to visit the Donegal branch. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to murder and other charges, and he's expected to face trial next year. Alongside this, he's also pleaded not guilty in a separate federal case in which prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. The Taoiseach has hit back at Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty in a row over the cost of blister packs at pharmacies. At present, when community pharmacists prepared marked blister packs, particularly for older people, the cost is borne by the state. However, that's due to change from January 1st, with people potentially facing charges of €20 per month for the service. In the Dáil today, Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Pearse Doherty claimed the charges are happening because the government took its eye off the ball.
These are elderly people, vulnerable people, who rely on blister packs to make sure that they take their medication on time. Many people cannot afford to pay for them. It is a government decision that have now restricted the way in which pharmacies were claiming for this that has resulted in this. So, Taoiseach, will you please answer the question? Will you reverse the decision? And should people with dementia and Alzheimer's who were getting it free now have to pay for it in January?
But again, I mean, I'm not so sure there should be a fee attached to them at all, but I'm not so sure either. Hold on. I'm not so sure either the state should be pointing up on everything here, and there's too much of that in the house. The easy thing to go for, government must pay for everything, no matter what, how it's presented or how it's manifested. You just cast aside, even though you're a finance spokesman, any sense of controls whatsoever, or any sense, just let it rip is what your approach into. We want to look after people in Alzheimer's and with dementia, and we have in this government. There needs to be an engagement between the Irish Pharmacy Union and the HSE on this, but it cannot be just the case that every new system or modification of a system or approach is just agreed.
Thank you.
That can't be it either.
Well, the president of the Irish Pharmacy Union at Donegal native Tom Murray says funding is needed to target vulnerable patients.
There's a risk that some people will end up paying for blister packs, but one of the things that is being looked for is a medicines optimisation budget to identify patients who are more vulnerable, and we're trying to identify the list of vulnerable patients in society, then a further form of care can be negotiated or a budget for those patients.
Police in Derry say they're concerned for a missing woman. Jade Graham Nunez was last seen near Supervalue on Strand Road before 1 o'clock this afternoon. The 41-year-old is described as approximately 5 feet tall with long black hair, wearing a green coat and dark coloured jeans. She's not familiar with the area. Anyone who believes they have information is asked to contact police on 101. Senator Manus Boyle has been speaking in the Shannon today regarding the closure of dental practice in Kellybegs last December. The practice, which is closed due to not meeting new standards for infection prevention, has remained closed since the planned retirement of the dentist earlier this year. The lack of social service now means children in Kellybegs have to travel to Donegal Town for dental care. And Senator Boyle highlighted the challenge this has been providing for parents.
For decades, we had a school dental service that has played a vital role in ensuring early detection for children from first year, fourth up to sixth class, typically receive oral health treatment. The Kellybegs Dental Service plays a vital role in the areas of Glencolumbkill, Carrick, Kilcare, Brooklyn and Dunganeely for decades. This surgery had a patient list of over 500 children. People are being forced to travel long distances now to Donegal Town. If you take it from the furthest away point in Glencolumbkill, that is 54 kilometres. To travel to Donegal Town. Then if they have to go for an emergency treatment to a Ballyshannon at 72.6 kilometres, an hour and 10 minutes of travel. Minister, we had a service there that was working very well. Everybody was happy with it. If you take the time now that a parent's going to have to take off. Now, my children attended the dental service in Kellybegs, which I must say was first class. I could pick them up at school and I could take them back. Normally, you're gone for an hour and a half. Now, when you have to travel to Donegal Town, you're away for maybe half a day. You know, you take them out of school and then you have to take them back. I mean, there was no consultation with anybody in the local area that I know. This just happened overnight. And to be honest, the people of the area feel really disadvantaged.
Junior Health Minister Mary Butler says she will raise his concerns.
There is a recognition in relation to the geographical challenges in such a large county, and especially when you're up in Kellybegs, you're right on the periphery. So what I will do is I will speak to the minister and raise your concerns in relation to the fact that there isn't going to be a service available.
Forensic Science Ireland has said that tachograph information tracing the journey of a truck from Donegal to Clonmel assisted in the driver entering a guilty plea following a fatal road collision. A 25-year-old man was killed on the 27th of March in 2024 near Newtown Roscommon when the car he was travelling in collided with a truck on the N61. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
In Forensic Science Ireland's annual report for 2024, it is outlined that following a Garda appeal and investigation, a Scania articulated truck was suspected of being involved in the incident. The tachograph data from the truck was downloaded and examined by the chemistry team. The data from the tachograph correlated with a journey described by the truck driver through Donegal, Antrim, Louth, Limerick and Clonmel. However, forensic analysis of the tachograph data showed that two cards had been used during this journey. In addition, the scientist was able to demonstrate that the card belonging to the truck driver was not in use at the time of the incident and had been changed shortly after the collision occurred. On the basis of this evidence, in February 2025, the driver of the Scania lorry entered a guilty plea before the court, having been charged with the offence of dangerous driving, causing death.
The National Lottery has appealed to EuroMillions players in the Letterkenny area to carefully check their tickets today. This comes as a customer in Donegal won Tuesday's top prize of €500,000 in the plus draw. XL Blaney Stores in Lag Milford was the location of the winning quick pick ticket that was purchased. The winning numbers in last night's EuroMillions plus draw were 04, 06, 18, 25 and 27. The time is now coming up to 12 minutes past five. We'll have sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal County Convention will be hosted by the Glen Fun Club tonight in Jackson's Hotel and Bally Buffet, starting at 8 o'clock. It's expected to be an uneventful evening as the main officer positions are not being contested. But among the positions that are, the Assistant Secretary, who also fills the Fixture Secretary of the CCC role, is set for a battle as Darren Collins is to be challenged by Sharon McGinty. There will also be contests for the likes of Assistant Treasurer and Ulster Council Delegate. Ahead of this evening's gathering, it was announced that Donegal spent over €2 million on county teams for the very first time and had a total expenditure of just under €3.8 million, but there was a surplus for 2025 of over 200,000. On to football. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes the club's first loss in 18 games at the weekend has allowed them a moment to reflect on their impressive start to the season. They remain top of the Premier League and Champions League tables, and the visit of Club Brugge aiming to get back to winning ways in Europe this evening. Arteta hopes a brief setback will stop his players getting complacent.
With all the difficulties that we have from the start of the season, where we are in the position where we are, both in the Champions League and the Premier League, is where we want to be. And understand that you have to earn it every single day, and the margins are very, very small.
Kick-off time in Belgium for that Arsenal game tonight is at 8 o'clock. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he'll find out a lot about his team when they take on Real Madrid at the Bernabeu this evening. He previously called the 15-time winners the kings of the Champions League. Guardiola believes victory tonight will give his side in transition a valuable experience.
Sooner or later, you want to make a step in Europe. In later stages, you have to live these experiences to next time be able that I've done it, I can do it again and compete against good teams. And always is a good place to come to prove yourself, how you are as a team.
That game's also at 8 o'clock tonight. And at the same time, Newcastle are in Germany. They've got an away fixture at the hands of Bayer Leverkusen. Holders PSG are also in action tonight. They travel to face Athletic Club. And there are two games set to kick off at 5:45. Carabag up against Ajax and Villarreal will face Copenhagen. Liverpool manager Arne Slot has refused to shed any light on whether Mo Salah will remain at Anfield. The Egyptian wasn't part of the travelling squad for last night's win over Inter, having criticised the club after Saturday's draw with Leeds. It's not clear whether Salah will feature in Saturday's Premier League meeting with Brighton, which is the last game before he heads to the African Cup of Nations to play for Egypt. Speaking at the San Siro, Slot says that the focus should be on the players that secure the 3 points.
tonight it should be all about the players that are here. If you have an away win in this stadium against such a strong team, then it should be about the midfield or about Ibu or about the ones that are here. They deserve all the credits. Tonight it should be about the ones that are here.
There's action tonight as well in the Championship in England. Third place Millwall go away to Derby. That game starts at 7:45, as does the meeting of Bristol City and Leicester and Stoke's trip to Ipswich. There's an 8 o'clock start at the MKM Stadium, where Hull are set to take on Wrexham. Sligo Rovers teenager Owen Eldin has won the 2025 Premier Division Goal of the Season award. Eldin scored the 25-yard stunner in the 1-1 draw against Bohemians at Dalymount Park. It caps off a brilliant breakthrough season for the Bitter Red striker, who scored 12 league goals in 35 matches. And that's your sport for today here in Highland Donnamarie. We will, of course, be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Letterkenny is one of five new towns that will come under a scheme to tackle dereliction next year. The Taoiseach and Finance Minister announced that the Living City Initiative will be enacted in Letterkenny, Sligo, Athlone, Drogheda and Dundalk, as well as Cork and Dublin. The scheme provides targeted tax incentives to encourage investment and bring vacant or underused buildings back into use. Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Kieran Brogan, gave his reaction to the news on today's Nigel Noon Show.
I think it's very good news, Greg. It was part of the budget announcement back some time ago that Letterkenny was included in it as one of the growth centres in the northwest. And I think a lot of good work is happening at the moment under the whole urban regeneration development fund that's happening at the minute. I suppose we have 46 properties at the moment under the Call 3 funding for the vacant properties. And I think this here is an added addition to that. It will incentivise properties, tax incentive for people to regenerate the properties, particularly around the retail and commercial developments of the town. For us as elected members, we haven't had any discussion around certain areas or mapping of the town that will be involved in that, and that is yet to come before us as elected members. But I suppose, first of all, you begin after the most, I suppose, derelict parts of the town, and I suppose take this opportunity to commend our own team for the work they have done around the vacant property regeneration grants, because in Donegal, Greg, as you know, it's been on your show before, Donegal is the highest in the country now. In Donegal in total, we have 1,478 grants processed so far. It's the highest in the country. 21 million has been paid out in grants in Donegal alone, and 390 properties have been brought back into use in Donegal. So this is a huge incentive, and I suppose the problem we've had in certain parts of the town, we have to be honest about it, there has been derelict properties that have been lying far too long, and this is to create every opportunity to allow people to come back and to be living in the town centre again.
There has not been a sharp rise in late-stage cancer diagnoses following the pandemic. That's despite fears around the impact COVID-19 had on the health service. The National Cancer Registry of Ireland has found cancer services adapted efficiently under the new unprecedented pressure, with survival rates staying in line with years prior. Director of the registry, Dr. Deirdre Murray, says they'll continue to monitor the data for years to come.
There are some cancers in there who have very good outcomes at 1 year. I'm thinking prostate and breast in particular. But there are also some cancers there that are good indicators of how services have held up. So some time-sensitive cancers like lung cancer, 1 year survival for that is internationally recognised as being a good indicator of lung cancer services. So I suppose there are some beacons of hope there that our future reports will bode well.
Donegal shoppers spent the least on card transactions last Christmas, according to data from AIB. The bank analysed customer spending from December 2024 and found that the average card spend in Donegal was €1,642, significantly lower than Wicklow, who were the top shoppers, at €2,022 on average. Also across the country, the national average came in at €1,880. Looking now to the weather forecast, mostly dry and cloudy for this evening, breezy with southwesterly winds. To conclude this evening's bulletin, look back at this evening's main stories. The Taoiseach has been asked to address a shortage of SNAs at St Francis National School in Barnesmore. Deputy Charles Ward told the Dáil this afternoon that there is a need for more supports at the school, but it hasn't been forthcoming. Micheál Martin promised to raise the case with the National Council for Special Needs. The new Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership met with the Justice Minister last Friday. The group had been established to replace the former Joint Policing Committee. At the meeting with Jim O'Callaghan, the group raised a number of local issues, including the need for new Garda buildings, barracks opening times and the need for a community policing programme. A video shared by WJAC TV News shows the initial encounter between US police officers and Luigi Mangione inside a McDonald's at Altoona in Pennsylvania. The body cam footage has been released 2 years after Mangione was arrested in connection with the murder of Brian Thompson. Mr. Thompson was the CEO of the United Health Group in the United States, which is the parent company for Letty-Kenny-based Optum, where he was known to visit. And finally, the Taoiseach has hit back at Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty in a row over the cost of blister packs at pharmacies. At present, when community pharmacists prepare the marked blister packs, particularly for older people, the cost is borne by the state. However, that's due to change from January 1st, with people potentially facing charges of €20 per month for the service. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, December 10th. The death has occurred in Eltham, London, of Padraig Gallagher, formerly of Ardlaghan, Clohan. Requiem Mass on Friday at 12 noon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Kiltavogue Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of James Doherty, Basskill, Glenealy. James' remains are reposing at Glac Cardunna. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on cultdaffparish.com. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Wheelchair Association, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Margaret McMonagall, née Quinn, Carrie Golly, Letterkenny. House strictly private, please. Funeral from her late residence on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to New Leck Cemetery, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Princey Frank Logue Glenow. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning for 11 a.m. Mass in St John the Baptist Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Zislaw Bernat, 14 Beechwood Park, Letterkenny, and formerly from Poland. Reposing in the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening from 7 till 9 p.m. Cremation to follow in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. The death has taken place of Patrick Kennedy, 17 O'Nolan Park, Strabane. Remains reposing overnight at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Boyce, Drumfin, Termon. John's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Columba's Church, Termon, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Charlie Doherty, Carol Hugh, Greencastle. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Musical Memories and Ard Evine Dementia Unit, Cardunna Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.